Well, good morning and thank you for tuning in to another one of our online Sunday services. My name is James Tidyman, one of the leaders here at the church, and I will be taking us through our time today. I'm going to begin by reading some words from the book of 1 Peter. 1 Peter and chapter 1, these are words that I've used in a number of services over this lockdown period, but they're verses that contain the three words that I want us to think about this morning: hope, inheritance, and power. So 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 3, he says, "Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In his great mercy, he has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, and into an inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade. This inheritance is kept in heaven for you, who through faith are shielded by God's power until the coming of the salvation that is ready to be revealed in the last time." I wonder if you notice those three words: hope and inheritance and power. Through Jesus' resurrection, through him defeating death on our behalf, through trust in him, we can have hope. Hope that death is not the end. A hope that one day, if our trust is in him, we will receive an inheritance. We will be with him forever in glory. And then finally, Peter reminds us that it's the power of God who shields us, that guards us until that final day, so that we remain in him, that our faith in him is secure, so that this inheritance really is guaranteed. Well, it's those three words that we're going to be thinking about through the course of our service this morning: hope and inheritance and power. And our first song picks up on that first word. It's a song that we sung way back in Easter, and it reminds us that Christ is our only hope in life and death. This wonderful song that reminds us of the living hope that we have through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. So please record this video, please record this audio online, and use the links that have been sent to you or the links that are there on our Facebook page to listen and to sing along to that song for yourself. Well, I'm going to pray now as we start our time together, as we join together to worship God. I'm going to pray that he would meet with us wherever we are, wherever we're listening to this recording, and that we would know his presence with us, and that we would know him speaking clearly into our lives. Heavenly Father, we thank you this morning for the gospel of Jesus Christ. Thank you that he is alive. Thank you that he defeated death. Thank you for his resurrection. And Father, thank you that it's his resurrection that gives us a living hope. Father, we live in a world where there is brokenness and misery and ultimately death. But Father, we thank you that in the midst of tragedy and heartbreak and all of the other things that we see on a daily basis, thank you that we can have hope. Thank you that if we belong to the Lord Jesus Christ, we are looking forward to this inheritance, this eternity spent in the presence of the King who has loved us and has given his life for us. And Father, we thank you for the reminder as well of your power. It's your power that saves us, that grabs hold of us, and it's your power that keeps us. Father, we do thank you so much for the gospel, for this glorious good news. And we pray that as we sing songs in our homes, as we read your word, as we hear a message preached to us later on, that you would be reminding us of the gospel, that you would be saturating our souls in this glorious good news. Father, it seems that we live in a time in history where there is so much bad news and so much that is upsetting and hurtful and heartbreaking. But in such an environment, may you marinate us in the wonderful message that Jesus has come. He's lived a perfect life, died our death in our place so that we might be right with you, forgiven and reconciled to our God forever. Father, may these things thrill us, may they encourage us, and may they set us up for this week to come. May these truths renew us in our faith, and may they enable us to serve you and love you more faithfully in the week to come. We pray these things now in Jesus' name, this one who has lived and who has died and his coming again. Amen. So we've sung a song about our hope, but now we're going to sing a song about our inheritance as Christians. And we will be thinking about this a little bit more later on. But what is our inheritance? Well, to use the words of our next song, it's that we may sing with those who dwell above, adoring, praising Jesus, King of Love. The inheritance of a Christian is that one day they will be in the perfect presence of God, and they will get to enjoy him and gaze upon his glory forever. So please, I invite you to sing, "Great is the Gospel of our Glorious God," reminding ourselves of all that God has done for us in Christ. So pause the recording and you can head over to YouTube to listen or to sing that song. Well, if you have a Bible, I do invite you to turn with me to Ephesians, and we're going to be looking this morning at chapter 1. We have been doing a series looking at the book of 1 Thessalonians, and I'm hopefully planning to be back in that book next week. But I just thought I would bring some verses to us from the book of Ephesians, beginning at verse 15. And this is a prayer that Paul prays for the Ephesians, but also a prayer that we can pray for one another. We've already thought about one of Paul's prayers as we've looked at 1 Thessalonians, how he prayed for the believers that they would be filled, overflowing with love, and that they would be blameless, holy before God when Christ comes again. But during this time, we need more prayers, don't we? As we think about, how do I pray for that Christian who's struggling? How do I pray for my brothers and sisters? Well, here is another prayer that we can pray, a wonderful prayer that is really about getting the gospel into our heads and into our hearts as well. So I'm going to read from Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 15 down to verse 23. Paul says, "For this reason, ever since I heard about your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all God's people, I have not stopped giving thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers. I keep asking that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that you may know him better. I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened, in order that you may know the hope to which he has called you, the riches of his glorious inheritance in his holy people, and his incomparably great power for us who believe. That power is the same as the mighty strength he exerted when he raised Christ from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly realms, far above all rule and authority, power and dominion, and every name that is invoked, not only in the present age, but also in the one to come. And God placed all things under his feet and appointed him to be head over everything for the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills everything in every way." Well, in just a moment, I'm going to invite you to pause this recording again and to go over to the Facebook page and to listen to the message that is based on that passage. But before we do that, I'm going to pray that God would speak to us, that he would bless us, that he would, as Paul prays here, open our eyes to see the glory and the majesty of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, we thank you again this morning for the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you that he has come, he's lived in this world, he's known heartache, he's experienced all of the tragedy and all of the suffering that we have known. And even more, Father, he was the man of sorrows. He is the one who was rejected. He was the one seemingly who the whole world turned its back upon. Father, he was the one who was nailed to the cross in agony. He was the one who died in our place. He was the one who cried tears of love for his friends and his family. He is the one who bore the wrath of God on our behalf. He is the one who has done so much for us. And Heavenly Father, how we need to remind ourselves of him. As Paul says, remember Jesus Christ. Such a simple thing to do, but something we so often forget to do. And so, Heavenly Father, this morning, help us to remember all that you have done for us. Open our eyes to see the height and the width and the depth of the love of Christ, a love which surpasses all understanding. Help us to take it in. Help us to take it in what you have done for us and what you will do for us in the future. Father, I do pray especially for those struggling, and there are many, not only in the fellowship, but in this village as well, struggling. And I pray ultimately, while, yes, pray that you would relieve them of the suffering and the situations that they're going through, ultimately I do pray that you would encourage them with your character, encourage them with your deeds, encourage them with who you are and the things that you have done and will do for us. Father, we do need you at this time. We are weak and we're struggling in so many different ways. And so we pray that you would bear us up. Thank you that in our weakness you are able to make us strong. Thank you that when we don't even know what to pray, the Spirit himself intercedes for us with groanings that no words can express. Father, thank you, as we were reminded last weekend, that you are a gracious Father. You are a Father who cares for your children. And so care for your children scattered around the locality, not only in Lapworth but beyond. Father, would you lift them up and encourage them and strengthen them now as we hear your word. Pray that it would impact their lives. We do pray for this village. Pray that you would be working in it to draw many to yourself. Pray that you would grant people repentance and faith, that you would open their eyes to see the things that you have revealed to us. Pray for this nation. Again, as it's brought to its knees, pray that it would turn back to you. Pray that the way that we have been humbled wouldn't be forgotten so quickly as we enter, come out of lockdown and all of the restrictions. Father, we pray that there would be many who can testify to what God did for them in this period, these months that we've been sheltered in our homes. Father, would you glorify your name in this nation once again? Would the name of Jesus Christ be lifted up? And would he be treasured and cherished as he deserves to be? So, Father, help us now as we listen to your word. Bless it to us in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, please turn over to Facebook and to listen to the recording there on the Lees Chapel Facebook page. Again, pray that it blesses you and that it encourages you. Well, we're going to close by singing a song that reminds us of the final word that we were thinking about this morning. Hope, inheritance, and then the final word is power. It's a song that reminds us that God will hold us fast, that he will use his power to preserve us until that day when we stand before him. Just as Peter says, that he will guard us through his power as we put our faith in him. So please listen, sing that song now. He will hold me fast. This wonderful reminder that even when our grip on God is weakened, his grip on us is as strong as it has ever been. And now, as we close our time together, I just want to use the prayer that we've considered this morning to pray for you. And maybe, as I said in the message, this is a prayer that you will want to pray for your brothers and sisters this week. I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened in order that you may know the hope to which he has called you, the riches of his glorious inheritance in his holy people, and his incomparably great power for us who believe. That power is the same as the mighty strength he exerted when he raised Christ from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly realms.